Next week, The Rising rises again for a national tour, courtesy of writer and director Joe O'Byrne and choreographer Brendan de Galli. The pair united for a production called The Rising, a two-handed music and dance show that hops, skips and jumps through Irish history and the people to whom it happened. Now they're taking The Rising on the road. I went to meet the pair in rehearsals.
Keegan O'Brien are the two characters in the show who present the play. Effectively, the show is a play within a play. These are fictional characters who have written a play, and the idea is that they tell the story of the show together, or of the Rising together. They're telling the story, obviously, of the 1916 Easter Rising, but they do take in lots more aspects of history, like World War One plays a fairly big role in the show, and it was obviously very important in terms of the Easter Rising, and it was the effective springboard for the launch of the Rising.
When did the idea of The Rising as a dance show come about?
Well, there was a previous McKagan O'Brien show, which was about the Battle of the Boyne. I did that about 10 years ago, and there was a small amount of Irish dance in that, but you know, the two actors were great, but they wouldn't have been very strong Irish dancers. And when I came along to do this show, I did want to kind of try and find a way of integrating dance into the show more, you know, particularly given the historical context of the cultural revival that was that preceded the Rising and was very important in the period.
What is the first step in choreographing a show like this? How do you approach the script? I presume you have the script to begin with.
I do have the script, but it was the conversations that Joe and I had initially that really mattered in terms of how I visualised what would happen. It's trying to get that kind of moving from dialogue and drama into dance. As a dance choreographer, I tried to have quite a bit of drama. And I started to notice that some of the dancers had a great hunger for doing something else. So it was just serendipitous that Joe approached me and I said, well, I think I have the guy for you in Nick O'Connell. And so far, it seems to be working very well. What matters to me is not so much what the dancer is able to do, but what it is they are, or who they are as they come into the rehearsal studio. And that's something that's evolving more and more in my own practice. I know some contemporary choreographers are very much about the gesture and very little expression anywhere else other than in the gesture, whereas I like something, some impulse that's within the individual to surface in some way in how they present the work. And what's really special is when something very unique to that person does come out, something that I can't teach them, but something that hopefully I can instill in them to kind of search for.
Well, in some ways, I always think song and say song and a musical and dance, they work in fairly similar ways. In that, the best songs, for example, in a musical, are when the songs are an expression of what can't necessarily be said in text. So it allows the performer to deliver something, an inner emotion or whatever it is, that is beyond what words can achieve. And that's what's great about dance. It can do that. And if the moment is chosen correctly, where you lead up with the words and then the dance delivers beyond it.
But how do you go about communicating that between the two of you? You've arrived at that moment and you know that there's something for dance to do and it doesn't have a kind of verbal equivalent. How do you then communicate that between the two of you?
That is a tough one. I mean, but it's. I suppose it's having respect and trust for each other. And again, you can only just start with a kernel of an idea. And if it seems to be delivering something, then we can take it the next step. But as often I'm looking towards Joe thinking, is this right? Is this what you're looking for? And then the other challenge is that even if it is right, it doesn't look right the first time you do it. There's an awful lot of layers that you have to add to it before it is exactly what you want or what you have visualised. And you know that's possible, but you're just hoping that the collaborator can see that from the get-go so that that you can deliver that in time. Not to be bringing Riverdance into it. But one of the unique things about Riverdance, it did speak to a global audience when they had no cultural starting point. So it did have that ability. It was virtuosic and it was exciting and people bought into it. Now people have a grasp of what Irish dance is. What I do hope that it does is do something other than that, that it does have other levels of emotion that we're buying, that we're using it for, rather than to animate the audience in some way, that there is something else happening as Nick dances. And I think it's possible. I think in the work that I'm doing now anyway, that is what I'm seeking to do, and I think it's happening. And I hope now that with this production that it brings it to the next level, where that is working seamlessly.
The Rising Tour starts Thursday week at the Town Hall Theatre in Galway and crisscrosses the country after that until March, with stops at Waterford, February 26th, Letterkenny, February 27th, Dublin from March 11th to 21st, and Newbridge on March 22nd. And I'll tweet a list of those venues as soon as I get the Twitter machine started up.